Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the Locker Room Show. The 2024 season is a wrap, folks, and the Saints falling in the season finale 27-19 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Black and gold finish 5-12 on the season. We're going to check back in at Raymond James Stadium for Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister with an injury update. What's up, Deuce?
Here's the LCMC Health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. A couple guys that left the game and did not return. One, Tyrann Mathieu, obviously left the game with a concussion. And then Foster Morrow left the game with a knee injury, did not return. Kool-Aid McKinstry did return, left the game, but he did return. And just a tough ball game to lose. Looked so good in the first half and second half. Just couldn't get anything going. But that is the LCMC Health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well.
Looking at this performance by Spencer Rattler in this game, Deuce kind of mentioned that it was a tale of two halves for this team. But overall, from what you've seen from the rookie quarterback, what are some things he needs to build off of going into next year? And what have you saw that at least makes you think he could be an NFL player?
Well, obviously, you see the arm talent. So, I think that gives you the trust that he could be an NFL player. I don't think that's the question. I mean, could he be a legitimate starter for you that you can win with? That's the question. And, I think that's still to be determined. You know, he can go out there and keep it competitive and keep you in games. That's not something that I think you question at all. It's just the little things of the game, understanding, when I have to throw the football away, knowing that I can't take a sack here, or, being able to manipulate and work the pocket a little bit better. All of those things are going to come with time and experience. And so it's tough. It's tough. But for him to not be able to get a win in those games that he has played kind of well in, and I think that's probably the most disappointing part about it. And looking at the Atlanta-Carolina win, Carolina actually won that game. And so for the Saints will be number 4. So you will have a 4. You will play next year your schedule. You will have a 4 schedule as far as overall, and I don't know those teams. Obviously, we know the division, but, that's pretty much set outside of maybe 1 or 2 opponents.
Looking at what's coming ahead, you're going to be looking for a new head coach for this team. Do you expect this process to take a while to try and figure out who will be that next head coach of this black and gold squad?
Yeah, it's really, what you want to do from an offense or defense or even a special teams guy. What's the philosophy that you want to kind of keep or try to instill in what they're trying to do? And so, it'll be intriguing. I think that you'll see a list of different names. I don't think this will be something that they do quickly as far as, hey, in a week or two, you'll know who that guy is. I think it'll be a little longer. Because obviously you have to construct it somewhat of salary cap and roster moves to make sure that you're cap compliant as well.
And how would you grade this year, Deuce? I know there was a ton of injuries with this black and gold squad that really hurt their chances early on in the season after such a great start to the year, and then just were never able to get on track without so many pieces missing. Just your overall impressions of a 5-12 finish to the year.
It's not successful. That's the grade. You saw some players be able to develop and see that, some guys that could be a part of what you're trying to do long term. I think some players, they showed you enough, but from the overall goal of making the playoffs and being able to go into the playoffs and compete, you didn't do it. So, from that standpoint, it's not successful.
We'll definitely miss hearing you and Mike on the call, Deuce. Have a quick, short flight home and be talking to you soon. Appreciate the time.
No problem. Thank you.